We're taking cover inside a dirt track that's got sandbanks on either side. This was, until a few days ago, Colonel Gaddafi's front line in this battle. Now it's changed hands. The rebels are here and they're digging in. There's quite intense firing and shelling going on from either side over the top of this ditch that we're in. And the smell of cordite is mixed with the fragrance of hot pine branches.
My name is Abu Bakr.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
22 years old. And you are wearing an Argentina football shirt and carrying a Kalashnikov.
Yes. And I like to watch Argentina even in the war. But my focus right now on Gaddafi forces. We need to get him away from the city.
Abu Bakr and his fellow fighters are not soldiers. They're students and shopkeepers, accountants and farmers. Their lack of military expertise has cost time and lives. But their morale is high because, they say, they're fighting not for money, but for their freedom and their honor.
They are a danger to the people here, to the normal people, to everyone in the city of Misrata and all the cities in Libya, even in Zlitin. We are going to Zlitin. We are not going to control on the people here. We need to get Gaddafi forces far away from here. We don't want what's happened to Misrata happen to the civilians in Zlitin.
So how did you come to be here on the front line?
All the people here find what the Gaddafi forces did to the cities of Libya, all it's wrong. You know, Gaddafi forces came to the city of Misrata and get inside the house. They killed, they kidnapped, they raped the women, and we don't want that. Yeah, I will tell you something. If Gaddafi forces came to the city of Misrata and they use the conversation to the normal people, they can control and everything. But when you came to the city having the trunks and rockets and grad rockets and all these things, and you bring a mortar bomb here to the city, it's hard to take it.
There's a lot of firing going on here. This is the front line, the new front line. Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared.
You don't look scared.
I'm not going to scare, because if I died, I'm going to the heaven. And this is the target here. You know, everyone from the rebels here, they put one thing in their mind. If he killed him, we win. And if I died, I'm going to the heaven, not like them.
It's slow progress and it's dangerous. But after weeks of stalemate, these rebels are finally on the move again, fighting their way forwards ditch by ditch, kilometre by kilometre. And as they inch their way westwards towards Tripoli, they're gaining in experience and in confidence.